With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The sun was setting behind a sea of pink and steel-gray clouds at the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge on Maryland's eastern shore when a few dozen, then hundreds, then thousands of migrating geese rose into the sky with an explosion of wings. Next to these wetlands is a futuristic-looking building with an array of solar panels and a green roof. This is the new Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Visitor Center, which the Maryland Department of Natural Resources opened last year. It honors Tubman, the anti-slavery freedom fighter who lived and hid runaway slaves here among the trackless marshes and loblolly pine forests surrounding the Blackwater River. Angela Crenshaw is assistant manager of the new center. She said the center focuses in part on nature because Tubman was a master of the art of surviving alone in the wilderness. She was a slave who escaped through the woods to freedom in the north and then returned a dozen times to personally rescue about 80 more people.
Harriet Tubman was the ultimate outdoors woman, which is the aspect of her life that I like to talk about the most. She learned how to navigate the stars down here in South Dorchester County. She learned how to read the landscape and how to be comfortable in the woods alone. Her first emancipation was all by herself in 1849. She traveled from Caroline County, Poplar Neck, all the way up to Philadelphia on her own. She usually traveled at night, and she usually traveled during the fall and the winter when the nights are the longest and the days are the shortest. So she had to be very familiar and comfortable with these woods and this marshy area.
Inside the center are stunningly beautiful photos of woods and wetlands, alongside horrific images of slaves being beaten and sold and wearing iron collars and muzzles. There's also a depiction of Tubman catching a muskrat in a ditch on an icy day.
She foraged for food. There are records of that. She would leave a group in a quiet, hidden place, and then she'd go out and find food and sustenance for them. Because as you can imagine, when you walk from Maryland to Philadelphia and other points north for freedom, you have to provide food for yourself and your group. And she never lost a passenger.
Perhaps Tubman's single most spectacular act came in June of 1863. Working as a spy, scout, and planner for the Union Army, Tubman teamed up with gunboats commanded by Colonel James Montgomery to blow up a bridge over the Comahee River in South Carolina, burn down plantations, flood rice fields, and liberate more than 700 slaves.
I think Harriet Tubman is an American shero, like a female hero, but she was just a normal person who had an unfortunate life. She was born into slavery, never learned how to read, she was mistreated, but she did absolutely amazing things. And what I want people to remember is that we can all do amazing things for other people, for each other, and for ourselves.
It's an inspiring sentiment expressed on Martin Luther King Day, but meant for every day and all people, a light in dark times. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.